Everyone talks about Nehemiah. The Nehemiah expressed things. He expressed words about Daniel, who was greater than him, in a manner that weren't equal to the respect due to him. He didn't afford him the proper respect. So because of that, his sefer wasn't named after him. Even though he wrote Sefer Daniel, Nehemiah wrote Sefer Daniel, but it wasn't named after him. Yeah. And the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Ezra. He wrote Sefer Ezra, I'm sorry. Oh. He didn't write Sefer Daniel. Nehemiah wrote Sefer Ezra, but it wasn't called Sefer Nehemiah. Because of the disrespect which he showed to Daniel. You see from the Gemara that it wasn't disrespectful what he said. It was only disrespectful because Daniel was that much greater than him. For someone on his level, someone on Nehemiah's level, it wasn't disrespect. It was a show of disrespect because of the godless of Daniel. So the Gemara says, how do we know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? How do we know that? How do we tell the Gemara on the base? How do you know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? I Daniel saw. Levadi, I alone saw this. It's a Mara. It's a prophetic vision. Me and the men that were with me, Loiro is a Mara. They didn't see what Daniel saw. But a great trembling fell upon them. They trembled, but didn't see anything. And Daniel saw. And they ran and went into hiding. They didn't see. I saw, they didn't see. Who are the men with Daniel? The last three prophets. So Rashi explains, if Daniel is greater than Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were prophets, Daniel wasn't a prophet. But he was greater than prophets. So he was greater than prophets, and he was greater than Nehemiah. Because Nehemiah wasn't a prophet. So if Daniel is greater than Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi are greater than Nehemiah, then Daniel is greater than Nehemiah. Okay? Nehemiah was later. He went down to Babel from Yerushalayim. Daniel was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar. He was taken away from Yerushalayim and brought down to Babel. And Nehemiah was much later because he's one of the generation that got out of Babel and went to Israel. What? So in Adifa Minei, so Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi had an advantage over Daniel. The Adifa Minei, and he had an advantage over Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. In Adifa Minei, he has the advantage over them. They have the advantage over him. The Inu Nevi, they're prophets. But you love not, but he's not a prophet. So they're better. They're a prophet. He's not a prophet. But he's greater than them. The Iu Chaza, he was able to see this prophetic vision, and they didn't see it. If they didn't see it, why were they scared? Why are they scared of something they can't see? The Gemara answers, Avagav, the Inu Lechaza, even though they didn't see, Midi, nothing, they saw nothing, Lechaza Midi, Mazlayu Chazi. The mazel, the spiritual life force, is able to see things that the body can't see. They have a kayak a koyach lamala, a life-granting force that's beyond, that's above, and that sees things that they can't see. And they sense it. They sense that there's a part of them that's seeing something, and they tremble. It's scary. I'm a Ravina Shmaminar, so what do we hear from this? Haman de Mivis, if somebody's scared, Aval Gavdi Yilachaz, even though he doesn't see anything. Always in the middle of the day, he gets scared. Mazel Chazi, there's Mazel, sees. Maitakante, what's he supposed to do? He doesn't know what's facing him. What's he supposed to do? Lincha Midukte Abagamidi, he should move from his place for Amis. He should do it, because Mekemish Alonim is Dal Amis. So if you move Dal Amis outside of where you were, you're moving outside of your place. Inami, or if you can't do that, or don't want to do that, Likri Kriya Shema. That also works. Rikai B'makam Etinayfis, what if he's in a dirty place? A place that it's soiled, there's a bad odor. Le'imahaki, let him recite the following mantra, the following words. Ezer the Beitabka, the goats of the slaughterhouse, Shemayna Minoi, slip away from me. We're going to have a bit of a challenge understanding this Gemara. A challenge I could say in a number of ways. Chagai, Zechariah and Malachi are greater than him because they're Nevi'im. He's not a Navi. So you see, it's greater to be a Navi than not to be a Navi. What?
Cheetah, no?
Yes, I mean, obviously, it means because Nevi'im see more. What is it about a Navi that makes him greater than Daniel? Daniel was a Talmud Chacham. Daniel was a great person. Because they see things that he doesn't see. They're at a higher level. So that's true. So how is it possible?
Who, the Nevi'im?
Nevi'im in general see more than people that aren't Nevi'im. They appear behind the curtain. So how is it possible that Daniel saw and they didn't see? They're prophets, he's not a prophet. Prophets see, and they didn't see. And people that are prophets, they don't see. He wasn't a prophet, and he saw.
Who, Daniel?
He didn't see. He saw.
He wasn't a prophet, no.
But he saw. The Gemara says that there's a prophecy. It's in Sefer Daniel. That he saw, and they didn't see.
But that means that he was a Navi.
Which means he is a Navi. So why are they greater than him?
Maybe they're greater than him, you know? Oh, well, just you knew how deep and yeah, babies are greater than Daniel?
Eric Yud. It was the third year of the reign of Cyrus, Koresh, Persian king. So the Babylonian dynasty had already been done away with. Then Belshazzar was killed. Then came the Yavish, then came Koresh. This is right before Purim. Right before Khazverish. Niglu Daniel. It was revealed to Daniel. Shenikrish Mai Bel Tashasar. He saw something and he understood it. By Yom Ha'im, those days, I need Daniel. Daniel, Yisim, it's Abba Shleisha Shavuot Yamim. I was in mourning for 3 weeks. Rashi says it means years, it's 21 years. It's 21 years.
In mourning for 21 years?
Yeah. Until the second base of here. It says, it's master from the time that Whatever. Rashi says, for the first year of Dayavish, until the second year of Dayavish of Persia. There was the Dayavish of Madai that he killed Belshazzar. He toppled the Babylonian Empire. And then there was Dayavish of Persia. He was actually the son of Achshverosh. And there was a 21-year break between those two Dayavishes. He was Mesabel, Lechem, Chamudas, Lechati, he didn't eat bread and meat and wine. And on the 24th day of Nisan, he was by the Chidekel River, Tigris. And Esther said, I lifted up my eyes, and I saw, he may Ishak and Lovish Abadim, I see a man wearing fine linen, the must of Chagurim, and his loins are girded, the Kesamufas, with gold. Gold and precious stones. So he had a vision of a man by the river, the Tigris River, who was dressed in white linen, and he had a girdle like a waist belt of fine gold and precious stones. He describes his body. Tremendous proportions. It says that his body was so big that it equaled the size of the sea of Africa. The ocean around Africa. Like a tremendous body. Panokrene Barak, his face was like a lightning bolt. Einim Kalabit Daesh, his eyes were like torches of fire. So Yosef and Magalaisev, his arms and his legs came to Chayshish, Kala like refined copper. Called Vavka Kalamain, and his voice was like the voice of a multitude. Rishani Daniel Levadi is Samara. I saw this alone. Vanashim Shahayani Leroy Samara. And the men who were with me didn't see it. Avocharad Gdel Lafalem Vivukavecha, but he ran away. And then the man spoke to him.
Musaf Rashi, that they were sent from Hashem to the soil, right? It says, Nabul Yisrael b'shlichus Hashem Malka, v'hu lo l'shtaleach Yisrael b'shim nevua. So, Daniel was a Navi, just he didn't do it, he wasn't from shlichus Hashem Malka.
What does that have to do with it?
Right?
What?
Since Daniel was a Navi, just he wasn't l'shtaleach Yisrael b'shim from the Malka, as it says here.
Yeah, but you know, the Gemara doesn't say that, and Rashi and the Gemara doesn't say that.
When Megillah talks about it.
I know that. But here it says he's not a Navi. I know that. But here it doesn't say it. It's two different sugyas. Here he does not say it. It says he's not a Navi. And then the Ish tells him a Nevuah about what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael in the future. He talks about Yavin, he talks about Adam, he talks about the Gaulis, and ultimately he tells him about the Gula Sida.
So it wasn't enough. It's not important for our sugya, but that's what the fact is. Right?
Why do you have to say that? Say that Gemara. Look differently. The Gemara says, you love Navi. You love Navi. You have a problem if I explain the Gemara Kipshutai? Usually it's the other way around. Oh man, it doesn't say that. No, I'm saying the Pashup Shad. You know? Yeah. I know, I'm just, you know, it's usually, it says he's not a Navi. He's not a Navi. Somebody appears to him in a vision, he's not a Navi. And they didn't see it, why didn't they see it? The VMC see these things. He's greater than them.
The question is
why is he great? And why is he greater than them? He's greater than them because he saw what they didn't see. It sounds like there was a one-time deal that Hashem decided that he should see something, and Hashem decided they shouldn't see it. So one time Hashem made an exception. Hashem showed something, like Yerashi Megiddo. It's not the Kriyas, it's a one-time deal. Hashem sent the prophecy just to Daniel, and it wasn't meant for them, so he saw they didn't see it, so why does it make him greater than them?
Well, it says they were greater than you too, so...
Yeah, but why is he greater than them? Because one time Hashem made an exception? They always see prophecies. They saw who knows how many prophecies. He saw one. So if they saw 20 prophecies, he saw one. Why is he greater than them?
It's the fact that he saw what they didn't see. Right?
Okay, so that, well, you know, what, that's greater? It's because maybe he's greater than them. He saw what they didn't see, so why wasn't it always like that? He should be the only one.
They're also greater than him because they got more of rules. So.
Yeah, well, the one-time thing makes somebody greater. It's possible he's greater just because of the one time he saw it.
What does it mean when someone says he's greater for this and they're greater for that? What does that mean in general?
Yeah, well, it's possible that this one thing that he saw made him greater than them somehow.
So then why can you say
to
it's
me,
because
to
he
me,
was all
to me,
this?
It doesn't sound like it's just an exception to the rule. Why would that be? Why would that make someone greater? Because there's an exception to the rule. To me, I find that hard to understand.
Uh-huh.
So maybe a little bit about Lassra. You see that there's more here.
Yeah.
At least the surface. Oh, now I can figure it out. The dog and mother about Basra. Rav Avdimi from Haifa says, "Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Nitlu Nevuah min Neviim. Prophecy was taken away from the Neviim. V'nitlu l'Chachamim, and it was given to the Chachamim to Shema." The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Hashem took Nevuah away from the Neviim and gave it to the Chachamim. So Gemara says, "That's a Chacham la Nabiyu." And if a Chacham,
yeah.
Tuesday night on the, you going to Newark or to the?
Newark.
Yes, you're going to Saint Pleroya.
You're going Tuesday night, 12:05.
Right.
To Newark. Ah, Gavaldi.
Yeah, I mean, don't be looking close up that time.
Ah, Gavaldi. Hey. Yeah, Chacham that has Nevuah is not a Navi. You say that Chachamim and Nevi'im have Nevuah. Hashem took it away from the Nevi'im when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Isn't a Chacham a Navi also? So Gemara says, you're right. Hakikam, al bishan nitla min a Nevi'im and a Chacham la nitla. Hashem took it away from the Nevuah, but He took it away from the Nevi'im. He didn't take it away from the Chachamim. No, it says Nevuah. There's two groups of people that get Navi. Right, there's two groups of people that get Nevuah, Chachamim and Nevi'im. And Hashem took it away from the Nevi'im when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and not for the Chachamim. A Meimer b'Chacham Adif Minavi. A Chacham is greater than a Navi. Adif. Shenemer b'Navi Levav Chachma. Okay.
Wait, Yechezkel is after Beis HaMikdash, right?
Chesco was at the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
Chagas Bar Malachi, they were also, they were all, they didn't get their
so what you see here, them, no? What you see over here, what you see over here is, that there's two ways for someone to get a prophetic vision. One could do it derech Chachma, one could do it derech Nevuah. And when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the one that gets a Nevuah with derech Nevuah loses his Nevuah, and the one that does it derech Chachma does not lose his Nevuah. Clear? Is that clear?
Yeah.
It's clear, right?
Yeah,
it's clear? Again, a guy could attain Nevuah through Chachma, and a guy could attain Nevuah through Nevuah. And when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the one that attained his Nevuah through Nevuah loses his Nevuah. So we'll start with Nevuah.
Yeah.
A Navi works. There's only one Navi that was able to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem would answer him. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. But from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was never anyone that could do that. Nevi'im have to work. They work very hard. Before the Nevi'im, they're called B'nai Nevi'im. B'nai Nevi'im are people that have not had a Nevuah. They could spend their whole life working, and maybe, they'll get one Nevuah. You have Sefer, you know, the Triassim, Micha, they had one Nevuah. That's the only time they had Nevuah, and that was it. They could have one a whole life preparing themselves. And what do? What do you mean they work? They work on his Pashtus HaGashmas. They go off in a cave. They separate themselves from people. Their world is a Ruchnistika world. They probably don't eat very much, sleep very, you know, enough to eat to survive. But they separate themselves from this world. And they try and find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. And then when they get to a certain level, that their body does not stop them, does not prevent them from having contact with Hashem, if Hashem chooses them, He will reveal something to them. So it's a combination of their work and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through them. But the avodah that they do is in perfecting themselves. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the words. And of course, it takes a very wise person to understand what Hashem is showing. They have to be chacham. But the trigger, the thing that gives them the through that they attain the level of Nevuah, is the avodah and the aliyah. They're even on themselves to be oila. I don't
know.
Chacham has a veda. The Chacham Hashem also reveals things to him. Beyond him, he also reveals things to him. But a Chacham works on understanding the Emes. Just like a disclaimer. The Nevi'im also work on Chacham, and Chacham also work on Spashas HaGashmis. I'm saying, but the way they get the Giloy is due to the Avaid in a certain area. And the Nevi'im, they do learn, they shtag. But they're getting Nevuah because they're Avaid in the area of Hispashas HaGashmis. And Chachamim, they also work on Hispashas HaGashmis. The Tzadikim. But they get the Nevuah because everything to them is a Chachma, it's a box that has to be unlocked. They do it through, they use the Chachma and understanding themselves. They use the Chachma and understanding the world, the physical world, mountains and trees and the kikas behind them and frogs, you know.
Hmm.
You know, you've heard of Perek Shira.
Yeah, frogs.
Right, yeah, so that's the Chachma. They try and understand Nivrayim out of sight. They try and understand themselves out of sight. Mountain stones out of sight. They understand, you know, the Chachma, the Pnim, Shebe Pnim. And they also try, they use the Chachma to understand the way Hashem runs the world, because you can tell that from history. Current events, history, it's also a tremendous amount of Chachma. And they try and see the Devar Hashem in the Bria, with Chachma. Amelis and the Tchum of Chachma. And there's a certain limit to how much a person that has a Guf could come to with Chachma. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Shar that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter through the Shah, because he had a goof. He was born from a flesh and blood mother. when the Chacham gets to the point that he used all his kechus to avail of them, the Derech HaTevedika ones and the Shalaika Derech HaTevedika, with all the Siyata Shmaya. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes contact with him and is Megala to him the things which are hidden from him, that through his Chachma he was trying to understand. And that's also Nevuah. So it's a Nevuah Derech Nevuah and a Nevuah Derech Chachma. The difference between the Nevuah Derech Nevuah and the Nevuah Derech Chachma is the Navi doesn't understand the process that led to this vision. He understands the process how he raised his neshama up and he raised his guf up, and that's the process he went through. But the Dvar Emes that reaches him, he doesn't see the mahalak that led to it. He just knows Shem said it, it's Emes, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. A mekabel for what it is. But the process that led to it, they have no shaykhs to it. And a chacham, even though the mara that he gets is a mara nevuah, and he doesn't have all the steps, I mean, just for example, it takes 100 steps to get to a certain conclusion, and he has 78 of them, and the other 22 Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, but at least he was well along the path, so he has the mahala. So he has a stronger tefis in Dvar Emes, because he doesn't just know it's Emes, but he knows why it's Emes as much as he's able to know why it's Emes, with some the whatever's missing because he has a goof. So now you can understand the Gemara in Bava Basra. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hashem took them away from the Nevi'im. Because that's a Matana Melamala. That's more...
But Chachamim can still get to it on
the other. Chachamim could still... That Chaluk and Nevu'ah is still here, because Chachma, because we still have time. Hashem took away the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was the same thing. The process, we had no shekhas to. We worked on this, the Kehanim, and he had Kabbanis and Keteiris, and these were Meisim, which we did to elevate ourselves. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shone his light on creation. And Nevuah came to the world through the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem lit up the Beis HaMikdash with truth, you know. The wisdom, Hashem sent wisdom into the Beis HaMikdash. And then anyone that had contact with the Beis HaMikdash became wiser. And Nevi'im had Nevuah. Yeinah Navi, we learned Tevi Yeinah. His Nevuah was from the Simchas Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was the source of Nevuah. If the source of Nevuah is the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer there, then there's no more Nevuah. If the source of the Nevuah is the person himself, as much as he's able to, not totally himself, but at least that's the Mahalik, so as long as the person is here, then it can still be Nevuah. As long as you need two things, the person and Teira.
Then a person who gets Nevuah through Chachma
is better.
Yeah.
Why is it better? Because he has the Mahalik.
Rabbi, let's say the Navi after Korban used Chacham, could he get a Nevuah then? You know, he's not a Chacham.
I told you, there's aspects of both, by Chacham and Navi.
What if in this area he knew the Mahalak somehow?
So then he's a Chacham.
He's considered a Chacham.
There's two Mahalak. Daniel was with Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
Moshe did it now.
Moshe's on a totally different level. Moshe didn't have to work for it. He was there. These are mahalakim, how someone that's not there gets there. If you're there, you don't have to do either one of these mahalakim. He's just there. You know, a guy could use a portakey, or he could go by broom. But if he's there already, he doesn't need to do either one. You're there.
That's a good mashal.
Well, my father says you're never here because you're never there, because when you get there, you're here. So it's all good. It's all good. So now you can know, Daniel, I mean, maybe we'll talk about this more tomorrow and next day. Daniel was transitioning. In between, you know, he was there at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he was after the Beis HaMikdash. And Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, they did live after the Beis HaMikdash, but they didn't have the ability to bring Klal Yisrael over to the new, you know. Because their midah, their avodah, was still on the level as if the Beis HaMikdash would still be here. even though there was no Beis Hamikdash.
But they were like this. Right?
They were like Shirayim. You know what Shirayim is? Like the remnants of what Nevuah was. And Daniel was the Hakdama to Chacham Aleph Minavi. Daniel wasn't a Navi. His Avaida was not the same Avaida as a Navi. His Avaida was a Chacham, but he still was Shayek to the Beis HaMikdash because he was living at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chacham which he had was a Chacham of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just Chacham HaTayra. Someone that just learns Tayra, no, I shouldn't say just. Someone that all he has is Tayra to learn, so he has Chacham HaTayra. Someone that is a good luck with Tayra, from the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so his Chacham HaTayra shayach to Nevuah, because he absorbed Chacham at the time when Hashem was sending Nevuah to the world, and that was Daniel. Daniel had both. Which means that the child would be a Nevuah that he could see and they don't see. Because Hashem sent a Nevuah, a unique Nevuah. It's interesting, it's a Nevuah that they wouldn't be able to see, and it's a Nevuah that Chachamim couldn't see. This Nevuah was a Nevuah that only Daniel could see. Because it was the Nevuah about transition. If you look and say for Daniel, it was the Nevuah about transition. And a Nevuah about transition within the generation of the Beis HaMikdash to the generation of Torah Shebaal Peh. We're talking about the Tanayim, the Amorayim. It's going from the Nevi'im to Anshei Knesset HaGdol. But you look at the Nevuah, you see, it's about the future. Has to go to someone that he's living in both worlds. So he saw it, because only he could see it. And they didn't see it, because they couldn't. Because they can't see a Nevuah, that a chelak of seeing that Nevuah is seeing the Mahalach, how you get to that Nevuah. That's not their Aveda. They can't get to it. So he's greater than them, but they're greater than him. They're greater than him because the things that Hashem shows them are very clear. They're 100% emes. They don't need to know the process. They don't have to work, they work on themselves. They work on Aliyah and Ruchnis. They work, it's called Masha V'Ruach Merida Gasha. Lifting up the wind and putting it on the Gashmias. They work on Masha V'Ruach Merida Gasha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows them in Dvar Emes. That's mamish, on a regular basis they did this. Let's incorporate their Rashi. And Daniel didn't do that. He had to figure it out with the human means at his disposal, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills it in. So they're Nevi'im and he's not. They're Mechubber to the Beis HaMikdash and Gansan and he's not. That gives them a leg up on him. They're Adif. But on the other hand, in the Gila that he has, and that's not, the revelation he has is on a lower level than what they get, because if he has a chelik in what he understands, so then it's going to be limited by what his ability is to understand. They don't have to understand, so they can get the highest revelations. But he has to understand it. He has to have the mahalach. So there's going to be a limitation.
What's an example of the mahalach?
I don't know. So I can't. You want me to bring it down to earth? I don't know if I can. Let me finish my sentence. So then obviously what he sees is not going to be the same thing they see. So he's going to have a greater